TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning, a happy Monday morning to you. It is Monday, May the 6th on this morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find me on the Facebook and the Instagram at that same address. The website is, of course, thechairshot.com. You heard it in the opening, the new opening for Driving with DeMarco, where we encourage you to always use your head. The website on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram is at thechairshot.com. We encourage you to head on over to thechairshot.com for all your latest wrestling news, reviews, opinions, and analysis with attitude. Now, we have changed formats just a little bit. We are now on Anchor. Anchor will allow me to record, upload, and post this to the website, thechairshot.com, on a timely basis as we forego the Patreon moving forward. So that is the new way to listen to Driving with DeMarco. Hopefully not a huge change for you, just a larger audience that gets to listen to and enjoy what we're doing. You will hear an ad or two on occasion, usually just one, probably after the opening, but before we start talking, or at the very, very beginning of Driving with DeMarco. That does help a little bit here and there to keep things going, and so that's why you hear that. Ads are nothing new, but I just still want to acknowledge the fact that they are there. They weren't there before, and I want to make sure you guys know about that. But that allows us to open this up to a much larger audience than we had on the Patreon. So that's a very important reason why we're doing that. A couple ways you can support us. You can, of course, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. Got the new design I've been talking about in last night. So that'll be going up there this week. Very excited about that design. You'll see it here shortly. Got the right format, got everything I needed. So super excited to share that with all of you. Now, you can also apparently through Anchor make a donation or like a tip jar kind of thing. We appreciate that as well. I prefer the t-shirts only because you get something back physically that you can, you know, tangibly touch, hold, and wear. And that's, of course, a big deal to me, because if you're going to read the Chair Shot, you're going to listen to the Chair Shot. Let's wear the Chair Shot. Things like the Baron Corbin Suck shirt, endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin, the former constable, and then eventually Commissioner Corbin over on Monday Night Raw, a show I'll be talking about here in a couple of minutes. And of course, you can get your Chair Shot logo shirt. You can get the Chair Shot Brewing Company, the Chair Shot Corona shirt. You can even get... Sorry, almost died. Need to make sure that doesn't happen again. Somebody swerved over my lane, had to swerve out of my lane to get away from that individual. You can also get, forgot which shirts I told you about. Oh no, you can get, you know, which one is, Chair Shot 316. Jesus Did the Job. All sorts of great shirts that are available on thechairshot.com. Again, I apologize. Well, shake it out, man. Had somebody swerve over my lane. It's the second time since we've been doing this type of a broadcast where someone's come over my lane. And it doesn't happen all that often when I'm not doing this broadcast. So I do apologize for that. Now, remember, this is the morning commute. I am physically driving to work. So I am on my way to work, headed in for the work day, as that's, you know, part of what allows this to happen. So I've got a long commute, about a little bit over an hour right now is what it tends to be. I live on one side of Phoenix and I work on the other. So that's what we're looking at with Driving with DeMarco, and that's what we have going on. So Sometimes you have to take an aversive move, especially when someone swerves into your lane pretty quickly, as that one was. The other day, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, someone slowly came over. This person literally came over fast, so had to make that change here and make sure we keep everybody safe. So sometimes if there's silence, if there's a noise, it's because we are driving on the way to work. It gets hot, so the AC's got to be on. Just little things like that. However, that's what this show's all about. It's inviting you along the morning commute. If we're not able to do that, then, well, we won't do the show anymore. So that's where we're at with that. So I thank you for putting up with anything like that and listening. But enough talk about things that aren't today's topic. I want to talk to you about today's very exciting topic. It is topic number one for the week. It is, of course, Monday, May 6th. Like I said, this is the AM edition of Driving with DeMarco. Roman Reigns, over the weekend, maybe it was on Friday, I can't remember exactly which day, put out a tweet that said that he is SmackDown, but he is returning to Raw, that he is going to show up on tonight's edition of Raw because he has unfinished business. WWE tweeted back saying that the McMahon family has denied his request to appear on Raw. Roman later tweeted saying, nope, that he's going to be there, have his music ready because he's kicking off the show. Now, hopefully that means he's entering through the crowd, because it wouldn't make any sense if Roman Reigns entered through the staging area based on everything that's just happened. Obviously, we're kind of setting up Roman as this little bit of a rogue, kind of doing what he wants to do, so to speak, versus what he's allowed to do. Obviously, this is in response to the slight dip that we've had in the ratings. Now, I say slight dip. I know some people are going to have an adverse reaction to that because it's been more than a slight dip for some of you. What I look at, and we've established this before, is the top five. I don't look at the overall number because that's impacted by a lot of things that are outside of WWE's control. Creative does not have as big of an impact, and storylines do not have as big of an impact on the overall rating as those outside factors, or you could say it doesn't have as big of an impact on the overall rating as you guys tend to think it does, and as a lot of the internet pundits tell you it does. Look, there's a reason why the opening song to this show says I'm an outlaw, because that's what I view myself as, the outlaw of the internet wrestling community. That's not a character, that's not a gimmick, that's just who I am. And that's just, me, when you look at who I am, my views as an analyst of this product, that's where it slots me into on here. That's kind of my position. So I own it, I tell it to you, I give it to you in that manner, and then we move forward in that way. So I just want to make sure that we have that fully established for you. Now, Roman Reigns turning to Raw, we know it's in response to the ratings dip. I mean, I think that's obvious. I don't think that can really be disputed, that that's the reasons why that Roman Reigns is going over to Raw. But he said he has unfinished business, and that's what I want to talk about. What in the world is Roman Reigns' unfinished business on WWE Raw? Because he kind of took care of everything before he left. I mean, he came back, from his leukemia. It's in remission. It's amazing news. One of the most amazing moments of 2019 so far is when Roman came back and the response that he got. And he basically talks about how it's his yard. He's putting the company back on his shoulders. And that's a lot more what this is. But now saying that he has unfinished business on Raw, he beat Drew McIntyre. The Shield beat Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, and Baron Corbin. So, and when I say he beat Drew McIntyre, I'm of course referring to WrestleMania 35. Dean Ambrose is gone. So, what can he be talking about? It doesn't make sense. He shouldn't have any unfinished business with Seth Rollins unless he's talking about the WWE Universal Championship. And a lot of where I'm going does hinge on the Universal Championship, or at least things that surrounded the Universal Championship. So option number one would be Seth Rollins and the Universal Championship. That doesn't really make sense, since Roman kind of passed up on that possibility the night after WrestleMania. And so why would he change his mind less than a month later? That doesn't really make sense to me, and would kind of paint him, not in the way that you want to paint Roman Reigns at this point in time, especially with one of his S.H.I.E.L.D. brothers. So I don't believe he's coming back to go after the Universal Championship. However, before he relinquished the Universal Championship, we got to take a look at what was going on in the career of Roman Reigns. He had a title defense against Braun Strowman inside Hell in a Cell. Braun Strowman was, of course, Mr. Money in the Bank for 2018. He won the men's Money in the Bank ladder match, and he used it to challenge Roman at Hell in a Cell. Now, he had teased it at SummerSlam and some other places. The S.H.I.E.L.D. got involved there. Remember, they tossed the briefcase way up by the stage. It was kind of a cool visual, and that allowed Roman Reigns to beat Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. Fast forward to Hell in a Cell. Of course, it was, you know, supposed to be a fair fight. You did have the S.H.I.E.L.D. get involved. They kind of stayed on the outside, but you had Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman battling it out in the big red cell, the big toy cell, as I like to call it, the big red toy cell, for the Universal Championship. And here came Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, of course, kicked his way into Hell in a Cell, hit some F5s on Roman Reigns and on Braun Strowman. The match ended without a winner. That was supposed to set up a match at Crown Jewel for the Universal Championship between Roman Reigns, who would be the defending champion, Brock Lesnar, and Braun Strowman. Roman Reigns, of course, announced his diagnosis with leukemia, had to step away, relinquish the title. We had Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar for the vacant title. Lesnar walked away your Universal Champion, which he held until, a belt that he held until WrestleMania. So that leaves Roman Reigns with unfinished business with Braun Strowman and with Brock Lesnar. Now, if this is supposed to make sense, or if we're not going to retcon anything or tell a brand new story, then Roman Reigns is coming to Raw probably for Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar. Now, how do you do this? There's a couple of different ways. Braun's, of course, on Raw. So that makes sense. You could either pull the trigger with Roman versus Braun today and try to keep people invested into hour number 3. Will that happen or not? I don't know. Braun is that novelty act. He's the Andre the Giant. These days, I know a lot of people think they dropped the ball with him. I don't agree. I just think people are misinterpreting what Braun is. Brock ain't there right now. And I don't know that Brock's going to be there. It wouldn't surprise me if he shows up soon on Raw, because you know WWE is reactionary. They want to make sure that Raw dominates the top 5 in the ratings for both Raw and for SmackDown. So you've got the likes of Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker, and Goldberg. Now, we have another Jam in the Sand, as Christopher Platt calls it, here on the Chair Shot Radio Network. Jam in the Sand 3. Don't know what they're going to call it. It's going to be Greatest Royal Rumble, Greatest Survivor Series, Greatest WrestleMania. Who the fuck knows? But they're going to have another event in Saudi Arabia on June 7th. Once we get past Money in the Bank, we'll have the build for that. So it wouldn't surprise me if Roman is also going to set up a match with Brock Lesnar for whatever event, whatever they title the event, in Saudi Arabia on June the 7th. So, to recap, here's what Roman could do on Raw. He could go after Seth Rollins in the Universal Championship. That could be considered unfinished business because he never lost the Universal title. He had to give it up. That doesn't make sense given the way he left Raw and the way that things are with Seth Rollins and him right now. Doesn't make sense for him to try to challenge Rollins for that belt. He has a brand where he can go after a belt on his own once Kofi loses it. Spin things around to Braun Strowman. He does have unfinished business with Braun Strowman, of course. Braun's famous tagline, "I'm not finished with you yet." You know, they could pull Roman versus Braun again. That's a big act. That would pop a lot of the casual fans, would pop some of the hardcore fans. It does give you a viable reason to get Roman on Raw. And then you have Brock Lesnar. You could set up a match between the two of them over in Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I think that makes sense. That's not a show for the American fans, even though the American fans can watch it. That is a paid show. WWE gets paid to do it. It's two big gladiators going to war. That's exactly what a show like that can use. I would have no problem with that. I'd rather they do it at a Saudi Arabia show or at an Australia show or at some kind of an international super show that by and large doesn't matter versus a show here in the United States, whether it's a WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, or Royal Rumble. Now, what do I want to see? Personally, I hope we get some interaction with the Usos. You know, we've got Finn Balor, or excuse me, we've got AJ Styles in the club over on Raw. That would be a fun little six-man tag match if you want to put that together. There's some things you can do. But when I fantasy book, you've got to still live in reality. That's something that I always tell you is a very important rule. So we can fantasy book till the cows come home about what to do on Raw. I'm going to talk about that on tomorrow's Greg DeMarco show. We'll talk, we'll get there here in the next 48 hours. But I think that tonight we're going to see Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. They're either going to have a match or they're going to set up a match for next week. Probably have the match because I think they're going for the quickest win possible in the ratings. I also think that Roman Reigns is going to lay down the challenge to Brock Lesnar, probably leading to Brock Lesnar returning to Raw next week. Now that Brock is retired from MMA, he's basically a WWE property until he walks away from that. Probably next year, maybe the year after. We'll see. Money talks and Brock walks. So we're going to see how all that shakes out. So either way, this is WWE trying to create some excitement. And that's my big learning point for today. Roman's the guy. Roman is the biggest full-time star that the company has right now. Like it or not, however you feel about him on the internet, because the internet did sour after the return. You know, they don't want to see the belt on Roman so soon. It's probably going to happen sooner than you think and sooner than you want. But Roman Reigns is the guy. He's the guy who hoists the company up onto his own big, broad shoulders and carries it where it needs to be. And I think Roman wants to do that for the company. That's what John Cena would have done. That's what The Rock would have done. That's what Stone Cold Steve Austin would have done. That's definitely what Hulk Hogan would have done back in the day. Now, of course, there would have been money involved, but there's still money involved now. But Roman Reigns came back to the company he loves, the company that gave him a chance. Remember, he was a football player who wasn't going to have a football career because of whatever reason. Sometimes you just don't make it. It's not for everybody. A very small percentage of college football players make it in the NFL. So Roman got a chance with WWE. It made him a very rich man, and it allowed him to fulfill a desire to compete, a desire to perform, a desire to achieve, which Roman Reigns, the person, obviously has. So he wants to pay the company back now, and I think if they need him, he'll go to Raw. It wouldn't shock me if he offered to go to Raw. It wouldn't shock me if it was his idea or if he was somehow involved in the brainstorming of what to do in the current state of the company and the current state of the ratings. Because Roman is the guy, Roman wants to be the guy. So we'll see what happens tonight on Raw. It's going to be very interesting. We might have a reaction to it tomorrow. Depends on what they do. But either way, stay safe out there. Like I said, someone violently swerved into my lane. I think I'm being a little bit embellishing just a little bit. But they definitely came over quickly. And you had to respond. And that's what we had to do. So we were able to. But this is Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find the website at thechairshot.com. You can find at thechairshot.com on the Facebook and the Twitter. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com. Pick up your ChairShot merchandise. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. You can also go to thechairshot.com and click store on the menu. That'll take you to the exact same place, or just type it in. prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Look, it's a crazy world out there. I hope you are driving safely. I hope you have a great morning, a great day. I look forward to seeing what the wrestling world gives us so we can talk about it this afternoon. Remember, the business owes you nothing, but there's so much to enjoy about it, so let's enjoy it together. And I will talk to you later today on the next edition of Driving with DeMarco.